Hello, this is Tony O'Rourke, your guitar teacher, and I'm here today with my recalcitrant pupil, Jerry Gaffney.
Hi, Tony. Today I believe we have a bonus lesson.
That's right, Jerry. This is a bit of a digression from traditional Irish music, but I think listeners will enjoy it. The tune that we're going to look at today is Cripple Creek. The normal key that it's played in is G, but my arrangement for guitar is played using C shapes. The normal tempo recording on this podcast has a capo on fret 4 and is taken from my CD on Sleeve Gloss, or the Green Mountain.
Now, Tony, I noticed that in the sheet music you've got it marked as the capo or capo on fret 7, is that right?
Well, I have got it marked on fret 7 because it's normally played in the key of G. So if you're playing C shapes and you capo up to the 7th fret, that'll put you in the key of G. You might find on some guitars that capoing up that high could create some intonation problems. I'm one of those lucky fellas who's got a Martin HD 28, and I suspect, I've never tried it, but I suspect if you capo it up on the 15th fret on the Martin HD 28, it'd probably still be in tune. Now, when I play bluegrass or old-timey music, as I do a lot of the time, I use a much heavier pick than I do when I'm playing Irish music, because there are no picked triplets used in this style of music. You can use a less flexible and thicker pick, which gives you more attack and more of the sort of tone required for a bluegrass or old-timey sound. Now, there is a triplet marked in the sheet music at the end of bar 2, but it's not a picked triplet as you would play if you were playing traditional Irish music. You play this triplet, your first note you pick downwards, and then you hammer on for the second note, or slur it, and then for the third note you pick upwards. And so there's three notes, but you only actually pick two of them. The middle note is a hammer-on or a slur. Accompaniment is the same as for a reel. That is, you play the bass note followed by the chord.
And the chords in this case are C, F and G. I must say, I enjoyed trying to learn this tune, although I did find it somewhat challenging.
Now, you'll find, Jerry, that if you do a lot more practice, you'll find these tunes less challenging.
Okay, we'll remind listeners that they should rush online now and buy book 4 for US $9, which contains the music for lessons 55 to 72, including this bonus lesson, which we've numbered 56 and a half, at www.irishguitarpod.com.
And as usual, we'll have a slow version and then a faster version of the tune. And as I said before, the faster version of the tune comes from my CD, The Green Mountain. And on that recording, I've got the capo on the 4th fret.
Thanks, Tony. See you next week.
See you all then.